have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Time goes by fast. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-77-3-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and this week is going by fast, my biblical question, do you have a fear of criticism? Do you have a fear of criticism? That's the biblical question for this week. Isn't that amazing? Do you have a fear of criticism? I know that some of you are out and about. You're busy. And you can't sit. A lot of you watch it, the show podcast by podcast later. You could be listening, though, while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. Where you're out there protesting in different universities or shouting death to America, death to Israel, or where you protested the Jews in the university, threatening their lives, or whether you are demanding something that don't belong to you, or you're at Google sitting in your boss's office protesting for something that you're not going to gain anything from, you still could be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. Isn't that amazing? And you can podcast the show. You could be podcasting the show as well. Sorry about that. I got a notice. You can podcast the show. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Y'all know what to do with that, right? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or JLP, Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Amazing. So, we take all calls. But some of you might not be aware that every Thursday, now we set aside Thursday. We deal with the Bible Thumpers every day, you know, just that we're giving them a little bit more time on Thursdays because Bible Thumpers are so hard to communicate with in that their intellect is constantly, where the devil dwells, by the way, is constantly running from one scripture to another one, so you can't, they won't relax the mind so that they can communicate. So we set aside Thursday to give a little bit more time, and we take all calls, but to give a little bit more time to Bible Thumpers. So today is Thursday. Today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
Yeah, that's
president
for sure.
Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is sick.
If you don't.
They what the?
The Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? 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 Why George?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man.
You shall have no other God before God. Otherwise, you're in darkness. I don't care who it is. 888-7753-773. Before I go to the phone calls here, and there is a line open, someone want to jump in there. Joel Fry just reminded me that Bible thumpers are like kids in a school that says, "Well, my daddy said," that's a good point. Amazing. You know, you have to do what you want, right? You can stay in your hell. But for those who want to come out of it, you must, without your effort, all thing you need to do is see that you're doing it, and see that you're doing it will change it, all right? But you cannot identify with anyone or anything. You can't identify with your body. You can't identify with your thoughts, which are not your own. Your body is not yours. You can't identify with your feelings, emotions. You can't identify with people, places, or things. If you do, you will never know yourself. And if you notice, the world is the Old Testament on earth. And they work overtime, all the time, overtime, to keep you excited or afraid so that you can identify with something outside of you. They keep you, they give you a false sense of comfort by telling you, well, if you do this, you feel fine. If you have this, you feel fine. If you fight against this or that, you feel fine. If you go to the major basketball game or football game or whatever game, and thousands of people show up, and they feel a false sense of excitement. If you was like the guy from X, and you made buku money, you feel fine. They're lying to you. And then you work to do all those things to get a false sense of peace. And at night, you cry. At night, you're afraid. The moment you're left alone and nobody is around, you're afraid. You tremble. You're lost. Because there's nothing outside of you that can save you from the not you. You're not you. Believe me, you're not yourself. You can even read the Bible until the cows come home. And you can quote the scriptures until you're black and blue in the face. You can go out and preach to others. And you can spread the gospel around the world. And you're still lonely. You still get suicidal thoughts. You still worry. You're still jealous. You're still envious. You still have strife. You still hate your fellow man. A woman. Men and women. Isn't that amazing? And you got the world pushing everything but what is right. They constantly tell you something outside of yourself or give you some ideas of what to believe in. And you're still miserable. And you follow it. And it still doesn't work. And then they use you for their own personal, financial, or so-called power gain. What a sad way to live. And they tell you it's racism, it's white supremacism, it's anti-Semitism, it's Allahu Akbarism, and it's none of those things. But yet you believe them, you quote them, and you're still miserable. You're angry. And you have no peace. And you follow the world. You follow the Old Testament instead of following the New Testament within. They even tell you, the children of the lie even tell you, there's something called identity politics. They are making up words to keep you from going within. Isn't that amazing? The kingdom of heaven is within. Perfect peace is within. The real you is within. But they push, they go from one thing to another one to another one to distract you and keep your intellect busy. Keep your intellect busy so you will never know the truth and you will never become an individual. And unless you become an individual, you never will be free. And again, you can't make yourself be an individual. You just need to see that you're not. You need the crowd. And the crowd, those in the crowd are afraid too, just like you. And you use one another. But you still don't have peace. You are afraid. They made up words like identity politics. That doesn't make sense even though you're already in hell. Look like you would say, you know what? This particular hell doesn't make sense. No such thing as identity politics. It's not real. And it keeps you from real life. According to Wikipedia, I do want to say this before I get to the Wikipedia survey. You are not supposed to identify with your body, your thoughts, your feelings, anyone or anything. That's the problem. You are not supposed to be identified with anything. You're supposed to die from that spiritually, psychologically. You're supposed to die from that, but you hold on to it and call it life. And then you add to it and think that you're giving it more life. According to Wikipedia, in talking about identifying with your body, right? Wikipedia, identity politics is politics based on particular identity, such as race, nationality, religion, gender, sexual orientation, and social class. Watch this from YAF TV.
This is a queer fat club.
I'm queer and fat.
Okay, thank you for joining. We're just introducing ourselves at the moment.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Joe?
Yeah, my name's Joe. I go by he, they, and I identify as 275 pounds.
Okay.
I feel like Jay's kind of making fun of me, though. I know it's kind of a shock. I know. Kind of a new thing.
I'm just, monk.
Do what?
I said I apologize.
Oh, no, you're good.
Are you comfortable leaving the group at the moment?
Why?
I'm not understanding why you're joining the group.
This is the queer and fat group now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I came here for.
Okay. And you said you identify as fat?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just for fat-bodied people.
Yeah, I understand. I identify as a fat-bodied person.
I'm not understanding where you're coming from.
Are you guys comfortable with me here? I mean, I'm pretty chill on my end.
I'm not comfortable, no.
Oh. So the fat people who identify as fat are uncomfortable with the skinny guy who identifies as fat. I thought it was based on whatever you identified as. And they're feeling uncomfortable because the skinny guy is there identifying as fat, but they're really fat, and they identify as fat. And they don't want him there. What the? Because he's skinny, and in reality, it's reminding them that they are fat. One little truth set aside, they're amongst all the lies, and they can't handle it. You're not supposed to identify with anything or anyone. That was funny. That was so funny. And they call themselves queer fat people. So are they identified as queers and fat and people? My producer made the point that they get uncomfortable when someone point out how silly that their identities are. And that is so true. Oh, can we replay that? I want to replay that. That was so funny. Watch how silly this is. But every human being is like that until they wake up. Until you wake up. These people cannot see what they're doing. They operate in darkness. So according to, identify with your body, right? According to Wikipedia, identity politics is politics based on a particular identity. So even if you're not fat, according to these people, and you say identify as fat, you're supposed to be accepted. But this, they're not accepting him. It's just the same way as the blacks don't accept white people who pretend to be black. And they wear the black hair, the braids and things. They're not accepting you, but yet they're supposed to be accepting with race issues. Grandpa tell me about the good old days. So Wikipedia, identity politics is politics based on a particular identity, such as race, nationality, religion, gender, sexual orientation, a social class. Watch this again from YAFTV. This is funny.
This is a queer fat club.
I'm queer and fat.
Okay, thank you for joining. We're just introducing ourselves at the moment.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Joe?
Yeah, my name's Joe. I go by he, they, and I identify as 275 pounds.
Okay.
I feel like Jay is kind of making fun of me, though. I know it's kind of a shock. I know. Kind of a new thing.
I'm just, you know, monk.
Do what?
I said I apologize.
Oh, no, you're good.
Are you comfortable leaving the group at the moment?
Why?
I'm not understanding why you're joining the group.
This is the queer and fat group now.
Yeah.
That's what I came here for.
Okay. And you said you identify as fat?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just for fat-bodied people.
Yeah, I understand. I identify as a fat-bodied person.
I'm not understanding where you're coming from.
Are you guys comfortable with me here? I mean, I'm pretty chill on my end.
I'm not comfortable, no.
So not only does she identify as a queer fat female, but she identifies as being uncomfortable. And so she's trying to run him off. You're living in hell, folks, inside yourself. And outside, inside the world, the earth. And you're not supposed to identify with emotions. Emotions are evil. And emotions, the so-called good one, love, and the so-called bad one, right, evil, they're both imposters. And they're not you. And you're not supposed to identify with them. I'm mad at you because you don't love me no more. I'm mad at you because you said you love me and you make me feel good. I'm mad at you because of this or that, trying to get something from one another, and it doesn't work. Don't you see it doesn't work? I understand you don't see it, but I'm saying for those who want to see, it's not working. It can't work. But the devil tell you, because that's who you identify with, he tell you it will work. It can't work. Let's do it this way. And he lying to you, and you get deeper into your hell. Because you're consulting with the evil in your imagination. You're in prison. And the evil telling you, well, this will work. Do it. You need a family. Your family was no good. They mess you up. You need a family. You could be a better daddy or a better mama. And then you run out and get a family. Now you're deep in hell. And now you're worried about your children. You got to come out of prison. You're consulting with the person that put you in prison. Identify with emotions are evil. It's evil. I want to give you a good example of that. Here's a person, I don't even know if she's real or not about what she's doing or saying. I've debated this female before, and she's no good. She's evil. But she's that, now that she's mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, she identified with the homeless. And so her mission is to get homes for the homeless. Well, let's see how well that is going. Mama gonna put you in a house whether you want it or not. Cause mama in love. And mama gonna make you do what she want you to do because it make mama feel good. What a mess, huh? Identify with emotions. But personally, I could be wrong. But I'm not wrong. Karen Bass is doing this for Karen Bass. Karen Bass doesn't care about anybody but Karen Bass. And whatever can make her look good to get more thrill, she'll do it. Talking about identify with emotion. The Epic Times is reporting. Listen to this. Despite spending more than $24 billion to combat the crisis over the past 5 years, California has seen its homeless population continue to surge. It's gotten worse and not better. But Mama Karen Bass said, oh, give me some money. I'll put everybody in a house, in a home. And it's gotten worse. New York Post is reporting, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass pleaded with the most fortunate to help fund housing for the homeless. Yeah, I saw that on the local news. She held a press conference begging the so-called fortunate people to give her more money for the homeless people to buy houses. The homeless people don't even want it. They love living outside and begging and fighting, destroying other people's property. If they didn't, they'll get their own homes. Apartment, they'll find a place to live. But no, Mama Karen Bass, she got to do it. It looked good in the media. So according to the New York Post, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass pleaded with the most fortunate to help fund housing for the homeless. Does that make sense? I told you once, I've told you twice, and I've told you 1,000 times that human beings are evil. There's no good in human beings. The nature of human beings is evil. It doesn't matter what kind of title you have, president, mayor, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, counselor, psychiatrist, sociologist. You can have PhDs, MSDs, STDs. You're still evil. You can be the president of the United States and evil. It's evil that Karen Bass pretend that she can house the people, the homeless. LA Magazine is reporting Bass spearheaded her Inside Safe. Doesn't that sound so nice and sweet? Let's make up these words, Inside Safe. And go out and tell the people we're going to put the homeless in houses. like the homeless wanted, right? Bass spearheaded an Inside Safe program to house the city's homeless. Homeless. A month after it was first launched, Bass made headline for clearing 6 homeless encampments. Watch this compilation.
This is the sound of someone's entire life essentially being thrown in the trash. The city is today clearing an encampment for unhoused people. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass campaigned on fixing the city's homeless crisis.
What do you do about people that don't want to leave, that don't want to move, that don't want to go into shelters?
Well, you know, what we have found in the community organizations that we're bringing in to do this work is that you can get 95% of the people housed.
Inside Safe is the name of Mayor Bass's flagship program to tear down these encampments and bring LA's unhoused indoors.
This is exactly why I ran for mayor.
We destroyed the myth that people do not want to leave the tents. People don't want to leave the cars and their RVs. And I think it is inhumane to allow people to die on the street.
See how she's lying? You heard what she said, right? It didn't work. And it can't work. It's not going to work. Mama, go sit down. A mama's love is so special. Well, Karen Bass lied. It didn't work. According to the LA Magazine, Bass has shielded out roughly $67 million on the program. But listen to this, right? $67 million on the program, but only moved 255 of the 46,000 people, unhoused individuals, into permanent housing. Isn't that amazing? Only 255 people out of the 46,000 homeless people wanted housing. And she was giving it to them. Will she come back and say it didn't work, or will she make up another excuse? Only moved 255 people to 46,000 unhoused, they changed that word from homelessness to unhoused, individuals into permanent housing. So far, she told NBC that she was not satisfied with those numbers. I bet you're not. Human beings are evil. Smiling in your face while all the while stabbing you in the back. And everyone with any common sense, and that's few people now, they know that homeless people don't want housing. They love their hell. They love living in their hell of their imagination and physically living in hell. They don't want you to bring them out of their hell, mama. Back down and let them live in their hell and stop taking taxpayers' money. Or even volunteer organizations that give you the money. It's a spiritual battle. It is also a Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. Women's Forum tonight. The Women's Forum. Ladies Forum tonight. Ladies, come on down. Every third Thursday night of the month for ladies only at 7 p.m. And they've always been amazing, but they started this year out, 2024, with a bang. And they come from everywhere. And we don't record those meetings. They're not online. We don't take pictures or anything so that the ladies can feel free to just deal with their issues. You're not even allowed to discuss it once you leave the meeting with your husband, your children, your fake friends, or anyone. Amazing. Or you're banned from the meeting. So tonight at 7 p.m., ladies, come on down. And don't worry, guys, your meeting is the first Thursday night of the month. And then Sunday morning for everybody and their mama. Brand new episode tomorrow, the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, Friday, of The Fallen State. I had an interesting discussion with Montan Evan. And he is a YouTuber and influencer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Even with the accent I have, I would like to consider myself a true patriot.
Right on. Would you ever vote for a woman?
Hey, do you believe women should be allowed to vote?
No. You agree?
Oh, yeah. I can be kind to people, but it's always for selfish intentions.
Really?
Like right now, I'm trying to stop myself from pickpocketing you.
What the? Do you have anger?
I'm a very hateful person.
Any man that has anger is a woman.
No, I'm not a woman.
I think you're going to like it. Tomorrow at 12 noon Pacific time. And don't forget to support the Fallen State while you're there. Or go there and support it. TheFallenState.tv. TheFallenState.tv/donate. Or you can click the link and go over to Locals and support us there as well. TheFallenState.tv tomorrow at 12 noon. Amazing. Let me go to Rob out of Wyoming. Rob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I have a Bible thumping related question.
All right.
I realize I'm not really much of a Bible thumper myself. and this question is like, is it important to actually believe in the Gospels and everything? I mean, if I've been like following your show, you know, I've been doing a silent prayer. I watch your church services on Sunday, but I don't feel any pressure to believe that Jesus Christ brought back Lazarus or cured the blind. Like, I don't. It's not that I don't believe it. I just don't feel the pressure to believe it. And I'm wondering what you think about that.
And so your question is what?
Do you have to believe in the Bible?
Well, how do you believe in the Bible? For those who say they do believe, how can you believe in the Bible?
Well, did Jesus bring Lazarus back?
Why do you need to believe that?
I don't know. I don't feel any need to believe it.
Nowhere in the Bible does it tell you to believe in the Bible. It only tells you to have faith in God. Only believe in God. Put no other God before that. Because if you believe in the Bible, then you're going to make the Bible your God, and you're not going to get any further than intellectually believing in the Bible, and you're never going to know God. You'll just be stuck in the hell of your intellect. There's nowhere where God tell you to believe in the Bible.
All right, that's great. Now, is there ever a reason to repent?
What do you mean?
Repent for your sins. So if you're working on yourself and if you're growing, you may notice that the person you were a couple of years ago is really deep in hell, was really deep in hell. And you may look at your past and be, is there any reason to repent and realize that you've done wrong?
And when you say look at your past, how can you look at something that doesn't exist?
So, I don't know, when you look at something that doesn't exist, you're identifying with it? Is that what you're saying?
When you say you look at your past, I'm asking you, how can you look at something that doesn't exist?
Well, I guess you can't. I guess it would just be a thought that just comes.
And so how are you looking at your past then?
Well, I mean, if you're watching your thoughts and a thought comes from your past.
But a thought doesn't come from your past.
Oh, right.
You have no past. So if you have no past, how can a thought come from a past if you don't have one?
Okay, fair enough.
No, that was a question.
Well, then you can't.
So then why are you saying you're looking at your past?
Because I guess I'm still stuck in hell.
What is the purpose of looking at a so-called past? Why would you believe a thought? And what good does it do you to believe a thought about something that doesn't exist?
Right.
No, that was a question.
It doesn't. It doesn't do you any good at all.
So why are you doing it?
Well, I mean, knowing that you is there ever a reason to know that you've done wrong? No, right?
I don't understand that question.
I'm just, I really, you know what it is, Jesse? It's like I've changed so much so fast. And
but I don't
it's
understand,
hard not to notice.
I don't understand the question you just asked. So is there a reason to know that you've done wrong? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And who is the you that done wrong?
Right, they're not you.
No, that was a question. Who is, describe the person that did something wrong.
I'm answering the question. It was not me.
But why you say you did something wrong?
Because I confuse myself.
And how do you confuse person. Yourself?
Now I'm confused.
What are you confused about right now?
I'm confused. It's recognizing the not you.
And so that's then why are you calling and not you, you?
It just seems like you ought to be, it seems like you have to, the idea of not, I've always like, the idea of like getting better, growing, working on you, seems like you have to acknowledge that you're in hell or that you're coming from a place that you don't want to be and that you want to move towards the light. You want to get better. You want to grow. And that seems to open up this difference between what you've done and what you want to do in the past, now I'm confusing everybody, so.
And why are you calling it not you, you?
You know, there's like pictures on my phone from like years that have gone by, and I scroll through them and I see like, you know, just these periods of my life. They're like kind of real in that sense.
And so when you're looking at the pictures, who are you looking at?
I could see my ex-girlfriend. I could see the place that I used to live. You know, these memories. And it's like, well, why?
But all those things.
What am I supposed to do with all this?
All that stuff is not real either. You're looking at an image. It's not her. And it's not the house. It's just an image. Yeah. Just as this idea that there's a you is an image. It's a false image. It's not you on the picture.
So what good is it?
Zero.
Zero. You would say that, but when you reflect on your past, like growing
no,
up
there
on
is
a plantation,
no past.
There is no past.
There's nothing to reflect on.
But you talk about the past, don't you?
But I'm not reflecting on it. I do it when I want to share, like when I grew up in Alabama, but that's not who I am. That doesn't exist right. anymore.
Right. I see.
And so why do you call the not you, you?
I guess I'm still holding on to it.
Holding on to
I
what?
I don't want to, though.
Holding on
the
to
identity,
what?
An identity I made in the past.
Why not let it go if you want to be free?
Easier to say, hard to do. I mean, I've said that to myself, that I'm letting go of this.
And so when you say hard to do, what do you mean?
It's like you identify with something so hard all your life. It's like a freight train. And it's just like, it's got inertia. It's just moving, you know, and it's in everything that you do. It's in all of your little habits.
But why do you move with it? Why don't you just watch it and stop moving with it? And just don't fight it or anything. You can't fight your habits. You can't fight the fast move of the imagination. All you need to do is watch it. You don't need to be moving fast with it. By identifying with it, why not just, at some point, why not just watch it? Become the watcher.
I think that it's hard to see that you are identifying with something.
Why is it hard?
I think that's what. Because it's not always, if I, for example, if I identified with being an artist all my life and I created this identity, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to be an artist. It shows up in all of your little habits in ways that don't directly relate to being an artist. You know, like the place that
you're just cut it out. Cut it out. Now that you know that being an artist is not who you are, it's just a physical thing that you do, but it's not you. So just cut it out, identifying with it. By not calling yourself that. And then when you see the temptation from the imagination to identify with it, why not just watch it and let it pass?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jesse, it's interesting because if I've been listening to your show and I kind of, you know, I follow what you say and everything, I can understand it, a lot of it intellectually, but actually following through on the level of being is difficult.
I understand like that. Go ahead.
You know, it's like I just confuse myself into thinking that I have dropped it, that I don't identify with anything. And I'll say to myself, I don't identify with being an artist. I don't identify.
But don't, when you think that you have dropped it, that means you have not dropped it.
Right.
Because when you drop it, there's nothing to think about.
Right.
So even with the thinking that you have dropped it, let that pass too. That's just a temptation out of hell.
Right.
To keep you into thinking. God created it so you can get a live a life of non-thinking instead of thinking. It's a suppressive thought. And even he controlled that once you overcome the false thinking. So right. Just relax. I got to run, Rob, but just relax.
Yeah, yeah.
Just relax, and if you have to do it 1,000 times a day, come back to the present.
Yeah. Jesse, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
All right, absolutely. You should get a shirt that says that, by the way.
We're working on it.
So it'll be your face, and it'll be like, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and like the font could get like lighter and lighter and lighter. It's an idea for merch.
Right on. Thank you. We're working on that now as you speak.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now. 888-775-3773. James is a first-time caller out of California. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you. Your advice is really appreciated.
You're welcome.
I also had a Bible question.
Okay.
You mentioned Mary in your previous shows.
Who?
Mary.
Mary?
Yes.
Oh,
Mary,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you mentioned that Mary lost her faith in God once.
Right.
Because she overreacted or something.
Yeah, she overreacted. And then right away the devil told her that her faith was not in God anymore. And she went back to doing the things that she was doing before she met Christ. And he told her she was free because she felt a false sense of guilt. And she went back into being a slut.
Because there's many Marys in the New Testament. So,
well, I'm just talking about that particular one.
Yeah, but when it comes to the mother of Jesus, in the Bible, she's barely mentioned, but like she's considered like a saint, you know.
And who made her a saint?
The Christians.
And why would they make her a saint?
Because she's the mother of God.
She's not the mother of God.
She's not.
She's the mother of Jesus, the Son.
But the Son is part of the Father, no?
But he's not the Father. You're right, he's part of the Father, but he's not the Father. God is the Father. But who made her a saint, though?
The Christians made her a saint because, you know, she's holy.
Is it in the Bible that Mary is a saint?
Yeah, they say in the Bible, it says that Mary is the mother of God.
It doesn't say in the Bible that Mary is the mother of God, nor does it say in the Bible that she's a saint. Where in the Bible does it say Mary is the mother of God, or that she's a saint?
She is important because she gave birth to
Where in the Bible does it say that she's a saint and that she's the mother of God?
It doesn't say she's a saint, but it does say that.
It does say what?
It doesn't say that she is a saint.
And so where in the Bible does it say that she's the mother of God?
I'm not quite sure, but I think it's in there somewhere.
It's not in there. And if it doesn't say she's a saint, why do you call her a saint?
Because she gave birth to God?
We go around and about. It doesn't give birth. She did not give birth to God, and the Bible never said that.
See, wait, you don't think Jesus is God?
Nope. He's the Son.
Yeah, he is the Son of God, but he is also God at the same time.
Where you get that from?
Jesus says that the Father and I are one. He also says that
he said he and somebody else are one, right?
Yes.
So would God say, "Me and my daddy are one"? Or if he was God, would he just say, "I'm one"?
He said he is God because the Pharisees, they tried to kill him for saying that.
He never said he was God. They call him that. He didn't call himself that.
So they called him God.
Something like that. But he never called himself God. No, there's not one time where you heard Jesus call himself God.
But there's many times
but
where
you're believing, and you're believing just as the Pharisees. You believe he's God. So if you have been around on a day, you would have dragged him over to the cross too. Because you're living from your imagination just like the Pharisees. He never said that. They said it, but he didn't say it.
How can he die for, how can a human die for our sins?
His Father sent him to do it.
So
let's go back. Let's go back to the fact that he never said it like the Pharisees. Don't you see that had you been living there and standing there with the Pharisees, you would have helped take Jesus to the cross?
I can't think of that. I never lived in that time, so I can't respond.
And you never lived in a time where he said he was God either, or that Mary was a saint, and that Mary was the mother of God, but yet you believe it, and you say it.
Yeah, but how can that man die for our sins?
Because God made it possible. He made it possible. Thank you, James. I got to take a break. 888-775-3773. Two more hours to go. Hate is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Your phone calls and super chats when I come back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, guys. The U.S. trying to fund Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. Democrat Senate rejected the Mayorkas impeachment. An anti-abortion law in Arizona stays so far. The FBI is paying off a female, well, a bunch of female gymnast victims of over Larry Nassar. They didn't investigate Larry Nassar enough, I guess, who was stabbed in prison last year, by the way. He's still living, as far as I know, but he was transferred. And University City anti-Semitism at Columbia University, which is run by an Egyptian woman. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, guys. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News. It's April 18th, 2024 AD. Tonight is the Women's Forum, ladies. Third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Be there or be Red Square, ladies. The evil House and the worse Senate. Who's ready to take it to the floor? House Speaker Mike Johnson, say the ladies at the Skim, the far-left female-run outlet. Mike Johnson is a Republican from Louisiana. I call him a Republican. Yesterday, he unveiled three foreign aid bills, setting up a showdown with so-called far-right Republicans, as if there's anybody far-right in the government at all. Give me a break. The measures include a total of $95 billion. They include assistance for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, also known as China. Shout out to the Taiwanese. Probably mad at me right for that one, maybe. Some far-right so-called Republicans strongly oppose more aid to Ukraine, with at least two GOP members threatening to oust lame-o Christian-y Christian Mike Johnson over it. I'm just calling him that. I don't know. In addition to the foreign aid bills, Mike Johnson plans to bring to a vote a border security measure in what appears to be an effort to appease GOP so-called hardliners. There's nobody hard in the government. Give me a break. Maybe. The House could vote on the bills as soon as Saturday. Speaking of the Hill, Capitol Hill, the Democrat-led Senate dismissed two impeachment articles against so-called Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who's not a Christian, by the way. I think he's part Cuban and part Jewish. The move pulls the plug on House Republicans' efforts to remove Mayorkas over his mishandling of this southern border crisis. They're too much of cowards to impeach crooked Joe Biden, I guess. But as if that would do anything either. What a mess. Abortion in Arizona and America, there are problems for both sides. CNN reports the Republican-controlled House of Representatives once again failed to advance a repeal of the state's supposedly 160-year-old abortion ban. Old laws are good laws. Am I right? I think I'm right. The vote on Wednesday came just days after Arizona lawmakers revived a controversial, meaning reasonable and correct, Civil War era law that almost completely halts access, communist buzzword, to the procedure in the state of Arizona. The based vote is a blow to so-called reproductive rights, which is not a blow to reproductive rights at all, because you have a right to reproduce. Men have a right to reproduce, right? So it's very fake news. As well as to GOP candidates in competitive races who have been scrambling to distance themselves from this Arizona court's decision. I guess the state Supreme Court, something like that, said that this law is in effect. Across the United States, Democrats, demon rats, are hoping that female voter frustration and female-minded liberal voter frustration over the draconian abortion laws, anti-abortion laws meant to protect the unborn from selfish killing, advanced by Republicans, will help them win elections up and down the ticket in November 2024. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888. There are two lines open there. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question. Do you have a fear of criticism? Do you? Do you? Do you want to dance? Do you have a fear of criticism? It's the biblical question for this week. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats and all that. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or RebuildingTheMan.com. And then if you're too busy to watch the show live as it's happening, you can podcast. But if you're too busy protesting, threatening Americans, threatening Israel, hating your fellow man, judging yourself and others, considering suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough, you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. Amazing. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of Thursday show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Yes, Lord.
And this war ain't over, y'all. We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
I'm tired of this church.
That's right. What a mess. What a mess. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773. Let me go out to Germany. Guido. Been waiting for a minute here out of Germany. Heard around the world by everybody. And there, Mama. Guido, welcome to the show. Let me hear you pronounce your name.
Yeah, I'm going to do it now. It's Guido, G-U-I-D-O, but the U makes it to Gi.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Guido.
Like guillotine. Just think of guillotine, maybe. I don't know what.
Oh,
now.
That helps.
You know, you say Guido. In the Italian, you would say Guido.
Nice.
You know, because it's an Italian name. But
right
anyway,
on. Well, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very glad you took my call. I'm calling the second time. The last time I was a bit nervous. I was talking really fast. But anyway, hello to all your staff. Thank you. And hope you're having a good day. I mean, I'm just going to go into it. You know, the thing is, Jesse, last time we had some topics, and maybe I'll say it, but I just want to know, my thing is, you know, when I see people like you and people who really have convictions, you know, really stand for something and represent that, and it doesn't even matter if I concur with the opinion, you know, I always looked up to that and I always wanted to be that. And I find myself like learning stuff and like always thinking I know stuff and I learn stuff and I know how to process this. And every time something comes and I need the conviction I see in you, you know, when everything like rubs off, like falls off your back that people say or not, I crumble under these situations. And it's been like this all my life. And I don't know how to get past that. And maybe it's just yearning for knowledge and always wanting to know stuff. And I don't know. It's just, I just wanted to put that out there and know what you think of what you're hearing.
And so your question for me is what?
Yeah, I don't know how to get this. You know, I know it's like, I know what to do, but the exact opposite happens. I don't know how to, yeah. I think, you know, you want to do the right thing, but the exact opposite happens in me. And of course, it's not me. You say it's not me. It's the spirit in me who wins the battle always. And I just don't know. Every time I think I pass the point, it's just I go two steps back, and I don't know how to get past that.
And I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Confusing.
Yeah, ask confusing. No. What's your question for me again? It's not confusing, but I just want to hear a clear question.
Yeah, I understand that.
I understand what you're saying.
How do I really, you know, because it's so deep in me, this programming, this brainwashing noise. I can't get it off me, and it's always, I don't know how to get past this nature in me that pulls me back in this state of doing exactly the opposite of what my conscience wants to do.
And so your question for me is what?
Yeah, I know you're totally right. This is the beta, you know, this is the stuff. This is the thing, talking like this, not knowing exactly what the problem is. And
no,
like,
but what's your question? You haven't given me a question yet.
How do I get this inner peace?
Oh, okay. Good question.
This inner peace that you know, I just want to, you talk, what I see in you, and it's what everybody, when you look into, like, it's this inner peace, you just know it, you know? You don't have to be intelligent, you don't have to work, you just know it. And this is, how do you, know?
And so,
how do you get that?
And who is the you that want the peace? Describe that person.
Mm. I think it's the ego, you know?
And so
I think
why?
It's the ego who wants it because it wants it, you know?
But the ego can never have peace, and the ego does not want peace. The ego is pure evil.
It lies to me. It says you have to learn this and that and connect the dots here.
Right.
You know?
And no, why do you keep identifying with that?
Maybe it's like the first caller, maybe. It's just I'm in, you know, I'm in this. It's been so long I've been doing this that I always fall back in this thinking.
And so you're right about that, too. Yeah. When you fall back into it by believing it, why not just get right up and watch it and don't worry about it and don't believe it anymore? At least a little bit, don't believe it. Just watch it. And then the more you do that, everything is changing for you.
Yeah, I hear you say that so often, Jesse, really. And it's just, I don't understand how it works, you know, how people get to that point. I don't know, you know, I don't know.
You get to that point of overcoming the ego by one for sure, is that you got to watch it. And then you got to stop identifying with it by calling it you. It's not you, period.
Yeah.
And if you stop identifying with it, it's been worked out for you because it's spiritual, And you can't get rid of the not you. Only God can do that by you observing the not you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your emotions.
And I'm full of those things.
I'm sorry?
I'm full of those things, you know?
Right. But and so just recognize it, but stop calling it you and take the pain of the ego death. Just watch it, watch it, watch it. And if you go in and out of the thoughts 1,000 times a day, just come back 1,000 times a day. Be aware of your body. And I promise you, you have a higher source, your Father God, working on your behalf. He'll take care of you. But you got to let him do it. He's trying to save you from it by allowing you to see that it's not you, so he can save you from it, but you got to keep your eyes on it. You have to stay watching it. You have to consciously watch the not you. Because when you go unconscious and you're not, when you go unconscious and you're not watching the not you, you're one with it again. But as long as you stay conscious of it, then you're not one with it. You're one with the Father.
Yeah, and how do you not worry then? You know?
By watching worry and not calling you. It's not you that's worrying. It's the hell, the evil spirits in you that are worrying that you might wake up and they will have to depart from you. It feels like it's you worrying. It's talking to you. It sounds like you worrying, but it's just thoughts and feelings in the body, but it's not you. It's evil spirits.
Yeah. Got a lot of those, man.
What do you think?
Thank you.
What do you think about what I just said? What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I know you're right. You know, I know what you're saying. It's. However, you know, I stutter. Yes, I totally agree. You know. It's just how it just happens, you know. It's just what you say. It just happens, you know. And that's the point. Sometimes you just think, and you're just in your thoughts, and then you want it to happen, and you don't get off that. And what you're saying is completely right, and it's not me. Huh?
Right. Here's what I want you to give power. A good try to. I want you to try this.
Please.
Then the next thought that comes when we hang up, for example, and the thoughts come, the emotions come. Don't fight with them at all. Put up no fight, but just watch it. Put up no fight. Don't fight with it because you can't change it on your own. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. We got to completely let go, right? And so when the thoughts and feeling comes, whether they so-called good thought or bad thought, don't fight with them. Give it a good try by not fighting it. Just watch it.
You mean like, what do you mean exactly by that? You mean like just sit and like just be? Like just sit and be or like go around, walk and
yeah, let's say that you, let's say you're in a meeting or you're at work or you're just home alone and thoughts come and they make you feel good or make you feel afraid or make you feel lonely or try to make you think about the illusion of a past or a future. Just watch that and do nothing about it. Go on with your day. If you got to go to work and have your dinner, whatever. But be aware of the thoughts and don't fight with them.
And don't tell anybody about it also. Like, don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it. Like, don't talk about it in your head and don't run and tell anyone. Just watch it. So it's the consciousness, it's the awareness, which is the mind of God, the light of God, that will destroy the unconsciousness, which is the mind of the devil.
How do you get this?
By watching.
Jesse. How did you get this clear, like, vision, like see this?
By watching
consciousness,
it.
How it.
By watching the thought, it would be made clear to you. I promise you that.
Yeah, but you have to really want it and really do it like you do. You have to do, be a doer, no?
Yeah, right. You have to want it. You have to.
Yeah, you have to want it.
You must be willing to endure to the end, no matter what happens, what situation, or how you fall in and out of them in the beginning. You have to be willing to endure to the end. And he who endured to the end get the prize. And don't worry about how long it's going to take. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, Lord, how long is this going to take? This is too hard. I'm too guilty. I'm this. It's all evil crying inside of your mind and body. It's not you. Those are spirits. They don't want to leave. And they are disturbed that you have the audacity, the gall to work on yourself. They don't want you to work on yourself. They're rather for you to go and join a group, to judge yourself and judge others, to party, to go to a basketball game or some sort of event, or eat a meal, or drink, or get high, than for you to work on yourself. The worst thing that can happen to the darkness is that a human being make up his or her mind that they're going to work on themselves. They're going to be aware. So just relax. Don't give up. Are you doing the prayer, the silent prayer?
Oh. No, not like you're telling me. I heard
it. What the?
Not like you're telling me. What the?
So you're not ready then?
No, I'm. That's the thing. I think I am, but I'm not. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing. I'm still. It's just the spirits, you know.
And why?
They're strong.
And so you're not doing the silent prayer for because of what?
The thing what I'm trying to do is when I lay in bed, I have the thing where I'm what you say in my head, in the middle of my head, and you just concentrate on that where thoughts travel. What you talk about,
right?
And then you just focus on that. That's what I try.
Well, yeah, why don't you do that? Why don't you do that every morning and night, and then during the day practice doing that?
Because the spirit in me tells me to do something different.
And why do you continue to listen to it, to the spirits inside your mind and body?
Now I'm going to blame because this society, I just made me a total beta, always giving into these lower feelings. And I know this the thing is my whole life, you know, I know this stuff, but I always give into this.
But listen, you fall down, get back up. Every time you fall down, meaning that every time you fall into unconsciousness, just get back up. Don't make it a big deal. Just come back to it, and you'll be fine. Just don't give up.
Sorry, Jesse. You say you never get angry because it's from the devil. I understand that. But you never, like, in the car, you never raise your voice, or you never have a moment where you catch yourself that you're like, this guy.
I never am angry about anything. And it's not me. It's because it's happening what I'm telling you. The spirit of anger will be taken away from you. The moment you stop identifying with it, it will be taken away from you. And then it will try to appear as you again, but you know now that it's not you, it will leave your body and mind.
Yeah.
So go back to the silent prayer. And
I'll do that.
Okay, and the pain and all that come with it, don't call it you. Watch it, and just watch it. I'm telling you, man, you'll be fine, but you got to stay with it no matter what.
I got to stay with it. Yes. Thank you for your words.
All right.
Yeah. Have a great day.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Excuse me?
Let me know how it goes.
I will, Jesse. Thank you very much.
All right.
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
Okay.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Facts versus truth. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
So what's a fat? What?
I was about to tell the people that Jesse was pointing at my shirt, which reads, facts versus truth.
What's the difference between facts versus truth?
Facts are information that may or may not be relevant to the truth of a situation. So the truth is the facts that matter about in a situation, whereas the facts are irrelevant and could mislead you away from the truth.
In the truth, are there facts?
I don't know. Sometimes.
But you give me that, because Give me an example.
For example, the truth.
This is Hake.
The truth is.
From 9 to 11 Pacific time.
Well, you say anger is evil. That's a fact. It's also the truth.
Oh.
But sometimes facts don't or have nothing to do with the truth.
Yeah, I was just thinking, anger is evil.
Right.
There is no facts to that. That's just true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, it's just facts. I haven't seen any. But well, I can see that anger is evil.
Somebody can spout off that anger is evil, and they're spouting off a fact, but they're not coming from the spirit of truth.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, they're coming from the intellect.
Right.
Amazing.
Yep.
Okay, super chat.
Steve bought 5 coffees. Buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Jesse, I went to a church with a friend once, and at one point a person started so-called speaking in tongues, and I was like, what the? double exclamation mark. I haven't been in church since. Now I listen to you and do the silent prayer. Thank you, sir, for your amazing work.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Hi, Grandpa Jesse. He Black says Rocky the Mexican with a Mexican flag emoji.
Tell me about the good old days.
Or Mexican, not Mexican. First question, did Satan ever create anything?
Hell.
Give him a sec. He tells me to give you a sec. And the second question is, did Satan create sin? If so, how? Trump can respond too. Much appreciated. Thanks, emoji. Muchas gracias, amigos, por siempre. For always. Thanks.
He wrote that?
Yeah. Well, I translated it.
Oh.
But he said, muchas gracias, amigos, por siempre.
Satan created by wanting to be God. All human beings want to be God, and that's why they're evil. They want to be God. They play God. Anyone that makes decisions, you're evil. Anyone that judges themselves and others, you're evil. You are the devil. Anyone that believe in suicide, you're evil. You are the devil. Anyone that has anger is evil. You are the devil. Amazing. Thank you.
So did Satan create sin? I don't know.
By wanting to be God.
Nice. Ray Benjamin bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I would like to talk about something that I cannot share with anyone else. I think Joel Friday knows what I'm talking about.
Keep it piffy.
I know.
We can't read long ones like that.
Well, okay.
Pick out the little best part.
He says that he has big energy that brings women to him, like they hit on him, and he sometimes rejects them, and so he loses friends, I guess female friends, but I'm not sure what he means exactly. But how can I make friends when the women single me out every single time, he asks.
Make friends with the females?
Yeah. He didn't say with the females, but the women single him out, and he rejects them because he's not interested in them. He's not trying to flirt, but he just has big energy.
I don't know what that means, big energy and to make friends.
Because he might be a person of color, and a lot of people of color are associated with sex culture. And so he wants to make friends, but he's not trying to get a girlfriend.
So does he want to make friends with the women?
He didn't say.
So how can I respond to that? How can I answer that?
How can I make friends when the women single me out every time?
Make friends with the women?
Maybe.
What does it mean the women single him out and he want to make friends? It's really not clear. You can call me. Do you understand the question? Maybe I'm missing it.
Because the women
are you white?
Because the women start to hit on him and he rejects them. And so it ruins that friendship, I guess.
Oh, but he's trying to make friends with them and they hit on him?
I can only assume. He didn't say whether he's trying to make friends with them or with other people around him. And maybe other people around him are hating him, too.
Well, I can't answer an unclear question.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you for the super chat. But if you don't want to call in, super chat again, but keep it piffy and write to the question. I appreciate that.
And
thank
be a
you.
Little bit more specific.
Right.
But I don't think he needs to be making friends. That's a point you can answer.
Right. You're not supposed to make friends. You're making trouble when you make friends. Let life happen naturally. If it doesn't happen naturally, And when you're with people, don't call them friends. Just be with them without giving it a title. And when they're there, fine. And when they're gone, fine. But the moment you call yourself making a friend, now you got to make the friendship happen. And when the friendship ends, and it will, now you feel the bad that the friendship is over. So don't try to make it happen. No such thing as friend. Just be.
Yeah, I noticed that with, like, girlfriends and stuff. Like, you treat the girlfriend or boyfriend different from how you would treat a regular friend. And
right.
Then you get mad at them if they're not responding or whatever. And then you have a weird expectation.
Yeah, if they don't treat you the way you treat them, you got trouble.
There goes the love.
Where's the love you said you'd give to me soon as you were free? Where's the love?
Hope that helps, Ray Benjamin.
You heard that song before?
Maybe.
You told me that you love me and you were gonna give it a try. Something. You know that song? That song?
I recognize Where's the
love you said to give to me.
But I don't recognize the verse.
Soon you were free. Okay, thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. I have a headache while doing the silent prayer, or had a headache while doing the silent prayer. After I finished the silent prayer, my headache was gone. You experienced this before?
Don't stress. Maybe you're stressing during the prayer. Just relax and let go.
Well, he's saying that he or she is saying that it cured his headache. Or the headache went away in the midst of doing the silent prayer.
I never had that. I never had a headache while I'm doing it. So I don't know, but right on.
Peanut butter hot dog, bought 5 coffees. How's your little business?
What?
How's your little business? Business.
I know.
You didn't spell it with an S.
Amazing. D's. Thank you.
Killing time, donated on Cash App. Dealing with custody. Blessed to find you.
Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yeah, and if you need counseling, you can call 1-800-411-BOND.
We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800, as James just said, 800-411-BOND. So by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Thank you.
So you can call the office. Wayne from Texas bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
Nice. Do you have a fear of criticism?
Yes, I have a fear of criticisms, but I lost it. If you find it, you could keep it. I was getting tired of it anyway. Papa got a brand new bag. Surfer emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Urinal Chills says, everybody and they mama want the taxpayers' money to do dumb things with. Unhoused people, LOL, instead of bums. And if you have a house, you better believe they're going to be tax records instead of tax-free donations.
Also, those 255 so-called people she moved into the so-called house, they're going to destroy that.
Karen Bass, the
mayor.
Yeah.
In case you missed it in the first hour, we talked about the so-called mayor of L.A., a black female, and she was talking about she wanted to put these 446,000 homeless people to housing, but she raised $67 million, but only was able to put 255 people in the house because others didn't want it. Mama gonna make them move in.
We need to bring our unhoused neighbors inside, she said. She posted on X.
She claimed she could get 95% of them in the house. She claimed that, we can get 95% and only got 255 out of the 446,000.
And they'll turn the houses into a dump.
They will, for sure. But thank you. Let me take a break. We'll finish those. I'm going to take a quick break when I come back. More of your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. For personal shout outs, whatever they may be, birthdays, weddings, encouragement, congratulations. Personal shout outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Some of you have asked me about you want to donate, but you want to mail it in. You can do it. Mail it in. Make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, right, which is the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. Mail it in to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, LA, California, 90035. And, or you can go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Thank you for your support. I do appreciate it. I want to just say this. And then I'm going to get back to the call. I've said over and over again, stay out of the public schools. Any parent that send their children or child to a public school today, you hate your children. You're a selfish, evil parent who hate the children. You're about yourself, and you don't care what happened to them. It's all about your ego, as long as they're out of your hair. Whether they get beat up or dumbed down or whatever. You don't care. And then you lie and say you do care. But you don't. Stay out of the public school. It is just more hell and a pure hell now. I just want to give you an example of some of the things that's happening in the public schools today. I would even recommend teachers stay away from them, from those schools. Let me give you an example of some of the things that's happening in the public school system. This is from the post-millennial. Talk about hell on earth, right? From the post-millennial. The death of a California teen who died 10 days after she was filmed in a brutal fight at school has been ruled accidental in a preliminary autopsy report. Watch this from ABC.
Arizona middle school showing one girl attacking another as other students watched and recorded it. The girl was rushed to the hospital for her injury. She's still recovering. She's then filed a police report along with her mother.
We want justice for our daughter, and we want to raise awareness that this is not okay.
I talk to the principal, and I tell him, you know, I'm very upset because I come and I drop off my kid here at school, and I pick her up here at school where she should be safe.
Right, but you don't love her enough to keep her home and raise her. you can keep her at home and raise her. You don't have to put her in the public school system. And especially, it's not like she have a father and a mother there. I don't know if they're together or not, but all that, what you just heard, is just drama. They don't care about, they didn't care about their daughter. You're lying if you say you do, because you know these things are happening in the school, but you send your kids anyway. I wonder if Joel Friday, he black, would say, Osha, my producer, would say, those parents should go to jail. The parent of the girl that was accused of beating up the woman, the other girl, and the parents that sent their children to school that was beat up. Should all those parents go to jail? Joel Friday said, let you cheer. What the? But parents don't love their children. He's just joking, folks. Not in the legends here. Parents are lying. When they go to these city, these school board meetings now, when they are protesting, it's all ego trip. They don't care. Because if they did, they are responsible for their children to raise them in the right way to go. That means to educate them and everything. But they don't do that. The mother too busy trying to be pretend to be equal to the man. And the man too weak to make the mother keep his children at home and educate them. So that's the truth about that. The Revolver is reporting, yet another disturbing incident involving a black student attacking a white teacher. This is so common, it's not even funny. Attacking a white teacher. The scene was caught on a camera and has sparked outrage across the internet. Watch this from X. Viewer warning.
You think that affected me any?
Let me hit you again.
I don't want it.
You want me to hit you again?
I don't want it.
Hit you again.
My God.
I told your dumb how not to dumb and blast off your face.
And do I look like I care?
What's wrong with you? What you gonna do? Still sit in that chair and use a my granny. Nigga, stop playing with me. What wrong with you?
Ain't nobody even coming. You just got slapped.
Bitch, go back teaching. Your soft ass.
I can't blame the black kid because the white teachers know how these black children are today, and yet they go there to teach. Can you imagine a teacher, a grown man, sitting there letting a dumb student slap him like that in front of the class, too? You think I care? It's a female teacher. Wow. I thought it was a man teacher. It sounded like a man. A female teacher allowing this black person to slap him like that. Slap her like that. I can't blame the kid. The white people know how to, not all, but most of the black kids are today, and they go there to teach. You can get another kind of job. You ain't got to be a teacher. And ain't nothing going to happen. They arrested, but they'll be in and out of jail soon. Don't worry. Because they attacked a white person. I don't blame them. I can't blame the student for it. Even though that should not be happening, the teacher doesn't have to be there. They know how, but they want to prove they're not racist. I don't know. This is this teacher situation. I can't believe there was a woman sitting there taking it like that. And the Post-Millennial is reporting that prosecutors have taken action, arresting a student and charging him with 3 misdemeanors for assault. Many are questioning why the parents haven't been held accountable, as it is clear this behavior is learned. I don't know what they mean about learning, but I can tell you that this behavior come from the mother. You make your kids angry, they become just like you. And that's why I'm encouraging all people, including the black kids, you got to forgive your mothers. It ain't white people. It ain't slavery. It ain't Jim Crow. It ain't none of that stuff. Forgive your mothers. And God will forgive you. You'll be fine. And it's going to get worse. Because look around you. There's nothing to stop it. The teachers are not going to stop it. The school administrators are not going to stop it. The government is not going to stop it. The police hands have been tied. They can't stop it. White people can't stop it because they're afraid of saying no and speaking up. It's going to only get worse. Revolver is reporting that schools in America are becoming violent. Third world hellholes. Watch this from X. And they have on uniforms. You gotta be careful, they're gonna knock you out. You still want to send your children to a school like that? While growing up, you would never see us doing that in a school. Never. And it's going to get worse. And they are making sure that it gets worse. They don't want it to get better, meaning the people in charge of the schools and the government and all that. They're putting female principals, female teachers, female everything. So it's the same mama spirit that they're getting at home. So that spirit of the females are encouraging the spirit that's in the children to be violent. They're not afraid of the female teachers or the female principal. It's just more mama. So it can't get better. But I don't blame the schools. I blame the parents. They send their children to those schools because the mothers have no love. Mothers do not love their children today. I don't care what they do. They have no love for their children or anyone. Revolver is reporting that the entire classroom start brawling. Watch this from X. That's a fun day at school. Not reading and writing and arithmetic, but this is educational. The entire classroom. Black is beautiful. This is black excellence. Black excellence. Black is beautiful. Don't you just want to be black? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Amazing, huh? One last one here. So when these parents are on TV crying, oh, my poor baby, the teachers don't care. I went up to the school, and I wanted to do the school to do that thing. You should not feel anything about it at all for the parents because they're lying. They could have taken the kids out at home school, or hooked up with some other homeschool or something. But they didn't want to be bothering no kids. I remember when they had the Chinese virus, the parents were ticked that the school even considered that the kids had to be home. What the? You mean I got to stay home and raise them? They became depressed. The parents did, some of them. Anxiety. The kids were too much trouble. In this Chinese virus thing, we want to send the children back to school. We don't want no computer learning. And then they learned things about this that was happening at school they didn't know. They still want those school doors open. Parents don't love their children. Stop lying. These mothers do not love their children. Mothers don't have love. You can bank on that. And one last one, Revolver reported, a kid was brutally attacked at Sebastian Middle School in Florida, a red state. She had her head beat against the floor while other students stood around barking. Bizarrely. Watch this from X. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's what you get today. Instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic, you get beat. I blame the parents. The parents don't love their children. And these white teachers who go to these schools and teach at them, I blame you because you don't have to be there. This is hell on earth. Ain't you too old? Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with male or female. Enoch out of Illinois. Enoch, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, what's going on, brother?
All is well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so basically, I just wanted to call to say thank you. So I'll give you a little bit of backstory. I'll try and keep it brief. So I've been watching you for about the past 4 years or so, okay? And I've called before, and I've got two sons, but this is basically regarding my oldest. And I was just dying laughing, but I kind of just wanted to get your perspective about, like, what happened. So this happened about 2 weeks ago, okay? And this is with my oldest son. His name's Christian. He's called into the show. And he's talked before. He's talked to you before. He loves you. In our daily routine, so I get him every weekend. So I'll pick him up Friday, and I'll take him back Sunday to his parent, his mom's or his grandma's. And so 2 Fridays ago, he hops in the car or my truck with the biggest, like, S-eating grin on his face. He goes, "Dad, the funniest and most crazy thing happened." I go, "What happened?" And he starts explaining it to me. So 2 Fridays ago, he was off of school. They had a teacher institute day. And I know the public schools are awful. I don't have any choice in the matter. My youngest son is actually homeschooled. And if I had it my way, my oldest would be homeschooled, okay? So he hops in my truck and he goes, "Dad, craziest thing happened." I go, "What was it?" So I throw on Jesse I throw you on every morning when they're over here or a replay or something. And they love you guys. They love you. And so he was listening to it at his grandma's house when he had the day off school, okay? He goes, "I put you on, and I saw everything in an instant that Jesse had been saying is true." So his grandma, when he started watching you and put you on, she lost her mind. It almost affected me. I'll tell you why here in a minute. She started being like, "Who is this bigot, racist, misogynist? Get him off of the TV." And I'll keep going just because she said something super crucial here. She goes, "Who's this racist? You're not part of our family anymore. If you keep listening to this, I won't know you. and you're making me want to kill myself. She said this to her 11-year-old grandchild, okay?
Wow.
And to put this into perspective, okay? My son has a sister who had a dad. He has a sister that's not from me, okay? Last year, his sister's father took his own life because of the hell that his baby mama, or my baby mama as well, the kind of hell that we have to deal with going through that. But it was funny to me that he hopped in my car happy about it, because he said, "Dad, everything that Jesse said, I saw it firsthand, in real time."
Yeah.
And he was upbeat about it. He wasn't like worried. He wasn't scared about it. He was laughing about it. So it triggered me, because the whole thing, you make me want to kill yourself because of what happened with his sister. So I heard those little whispers about, oh, I'm going to say this and say that. But I paused for a second. I watched those thoughts, and then I went to talk to my earthly father, then my heavenly father. And I was like, okay, calm down. You know, we'll go through it. And then, you know, that was 2 weeks ago. But I thought it was crazy that my 11-year-old saw it, and he was like, I saw it because of Jesse. And obviously not you, it's God, but
I'm glad that
and I pointed the way to him. You know what I mean?
I'm glad that he saw it, and tell him don't get angry about it, so he can stay clear about it, and that would be amazing for him. It's interesting, if it's true, and I believe it, that the grandmother said that you make me want to kill myself to a young kid like that.
Yes, exactly. And that's what, like, I started hearing the whispers of rage and what, like, those whispers and thoughts being like, this is what you're going to go do and react towards it. But I sat there and I was like, no, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just going to sit on it, look at it, see what happens. And, you know, that was 2 weeks ago now. But that's what I couldn't believe, because his sister's father did take their own life. And then he said that. But that just shows me that these demons have no chill. They're not stopping with anything.
No,
I'm glad that he was laughing about it when he got in my truck.
No,
so that just shows me he sees it for what it is so early on.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for that.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. And stay with it. And tell him I said amazing.
I'm going to show him the replay, Jesse. Much right. love. All right, brother? All right.
Thank you, man. Amazing. Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Just tell the kids to stay away from anger, though. Just stay with it. You'll see. Kids, until they're traumatized or innocent, they can see. They know what's going on. Super chat.
Super chat.
Dawn gave a Rumble rant. JC Lee Peterson Rumble. You can super chat on Rumble.
You got to know how to Rumble. Thank you.
Men need to lay down their life for an obedient woman, because let's not forget Proverbs 9:1. Wisdom built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. JLP is a lamp switch turning on the light. 5 heart emojis.
But don't lay down your life for her.
Jesus did it for the church.
What?
Jesus did it for the church.
And so that's why you don't have to do it anymore. But I appreciate that. I think I know what you mean about it. But I don't want the men to think they have to lay down their life for it, because a lot of men are doing that, and they catch in pure hell the woman about to take their lives. But I know what you mean. Thank you.
Aries 1 with a diamond, no message. Thank you. I guess that's a hint that we're not supposed to keep on reading.
Oh, let me take a break. Thank you. We'll finish when we come back. And your phone call. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive. And I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A Ford recall. Boeing problems, 911 malfunctioning, America is turning into a third world. But take heart, Truth Social, our greatest president, Donald Trump's Truth Social, is getting into streaming. Nice. And Caitlin Clark doesn't make as much as LeBron James because she's white. That's what I say. This is the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday, April 18th, 2024 A.D. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Callers, hang tight. GLP will be right back to you. And the rest of the Super Chats, shout out, guys. But first, Hake News, not fake news. You can call in during Hake News, actually. Female victimhood, gymnastics. Who's paying up? The Injustice Department, according to the ladies at the Skim. Yesterday, news outlets reported the DOJ has agreed to pay approximately $100 million to the so-called victims of former USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar, who got stabbed in prison. I mentioned that last year. He got stabbed 10 times, got transferred. The payout, not yet finalized, is for the FBI's failure to look into the athlete's claims of abuse by that doctor, sports doctor, Simone Biles, the black gal, along with, and I'm going to talk about her on the Hake Report, if not today, someday, soon. I have it ready. Along with other USA Gymnastics team, national team members and dozens of his patients, Larry Nassar, sued the FBI in 2022 because they accused them of not properly investigating allegations against Larry Nassar. University anti-Semitism, as if that's a real thing. CNN shares this quote, "There is, to be sure, much more work to do," which is a, what is that called? I'm blanking on it. An overused phrase. Columbia University President Nemat Shafik, presidentess. Nemat Shafik, also known as Minouche Shafik, also in the IMF, by the way, female from Egypt, acknowledging there are more steps that the Ivy League school, Columbia University, must take to fight anti-Semitism, all one word, no hyphen, to make it seem real, but it's not, and support academic freedom. Shafik, this Minouche Shafik, was grilled with questions at a congressional hearing yesterday, for not protecting students from anti-Semitism, transphobia, and anti-Arab harassment. What a mess. Or harassment. They don't make Fords like they used to. Ford is recalling 450,000 vehicles, nearly 500,000, because they might lose drive power resulting from a battery issue. Just back in January, the automaker Ford recalled 100,000 F-150 pickup trucks for an axle issue that could increase risk of a crash. What a mess. They also don't make Boeings like they used to, like I told you. Boeing's battered reputation took another hit. Two Senate committee hearings Wednesday, these self-important phony politicians, with witnesses questioning how the company builds airplanes or the safety of those planes. The Boeing engineer said he's been threatened for bringing safety concerns to his managers. Of course, everybody's threatened over several years, but he was testifying due to his belief that they are putting out defective airplanes. Boeing didn't have any witnesses at the hearings Wednesday, but defended their company standards earlier this week, saying the 787 fleet has safely transported more than 850 million passengers in the last 13 years of service. So those are not bad numbers, they claim. But get up, get down. 911's a joke in your town. Law enforcement agencies in at least four states reported 911 service interruptions, according to CNN. Commie Nonsense Network, on Wednesday evening. Authorities in South Dakota, Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada, they each announced outages in multiple cities. Details on what caused the outages of 911 calls, not unclear, not immediately available. Service has been restored in some areas. Remains unclear how restoration came about even. In Las Vegas, 911 calls from landlines impacted too for a short period. Residents were told they could text 911 instead for life-threatening emergencies. Wow, you can text 911. Huh. At least over there, maybe. All who called during the outage have been called back and provided assistance, said L.A. Metro Police Department. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
to stand up strong. Take the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. My biblical question. Do you have fear of criticism? Do you have fear of criticism? An amazing question. The responses have been amazing as well. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. If you're busy and you can't sit and watch the show, you can call the listener line and listen to it while you're working out, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever you may be doing, anywhere in the world, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama around the world. So you can call, you can podcast the show, but you can call and listen on your phone, iPad or iPhone. The listener line is 641-793-1500. Follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. We're on X, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right, I appreciate it. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of the show today. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm not used to white people caring all like that in churches. What the? 888-7753-773. Let me go to the busy phones and see if I get some calls here. Kyle is out of California.
Hello?
Hey, Kyle.
Yes, Kyle.
You're on the air.
I know. Jesse, I just don't understand how you can make all these blanket statements that you make.
Like what, for example?
Like, don't send your children to public school, and mothers don't love their children. If they did love their children, they wouldn't send them to public school.
Do you disagree with that?
I can't do that. What?
Okay. First, let me answer those questions first. One is that the schools are violent now. They're not teaching reading in the public schools. They're not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're teaching everything but that. And then I say the parents don't love their children because, Kyle, if the parents love their children, they would show that by not sending their children to those schools. They would make the mother, the husband, or the father of the children make the mother stay home and educate the children at home or find some other home school or a nice Catholic school, if they exist anymore, and educate them that way. And so the mothers don't love their children. They don't have time for them. They have no patience. And they'd rather send their children to school to be beat up than to protect them from it. How am I wrong about that?
Yes, you're wrong.
How?
Totally wrong. You just told a total truth about sending the child to school. Rather have them up in whatever, rather than learn. You know this.
Well, if they love their children, why don't... If they love their children, why don't they keep them home?
Why don't they love them home? Because everyone can't keep their child at home.
Why not?
Every mother is not capable of saving her child.
Sure now?
Every mother can't child their school.
Why not?
To some degree, they're not graduated enough themselves to teach them the degree.
But so when you say every Kyle,
what?
You say you know what? You say every mother are not capable of educating their child.
No, they can't.
And are they so dumb they can't educate the children?
They might well be.
And why is that?
Why is that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You don't know why they're so dumb they can't educate their children?
I don't know why they answer that, why they're not dumb enough to help their children. Maybe they weren't taught enough by their children to learn enough.
But let's say that you maybe might be right. I understand
maybe
a lot of
those private schools you were talking about, those public schools you were talking about. You just can't make blanket statements like that, Jesse.
And what's the noise in the background?
It's destroying their background.
Kyle, what's the noise in the background?
It's destroying the mothers and the children.
No, the noise in your room, in the location you are.
Jesse,
the noise real.
I just don't understand how you get. And then how can you talk about a mother not loving her child?
Because women don't have love, first of all. And secondly, if they had love, they would sacrifice themselves for the children.
And where did you get that information from that women don't love their children?
If they love them,
where did you get that from?
Hold on, Kyle. There's noise in the background. It sounds like you in a sane asylum somewhere. Sean, talk to him and let me know if you still want to talk. Because there's somebody yelling and carrying on in the background. Let me go to Ruben out of New York. Ruben been waiting for a minute here. Ruben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the Bishop stabbing, and I also wanted to tell you that I am Rue Benjamin from earlier.
Oh, the super chat?
Yeah, I you answered it.
Okay.
But I was just saying, male and female friends, so if I deny the women, the male friends, start making fun of me, oh, you don't want to have sex? Oh, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I see.
You know, so it's,
I see.
Yeah.
Do you care about what they think?
No, but it's pretty much everybody.
But still, do you care? I wouldn't give it any thought. You got to live your life, and your life must not be based on anything that any other human being think, because human beings are evil, and they want you to live in the same misery that they're living in. So don't let that bother you.
I feel you. And
mad at them about it, because they love their hell. They have a right to live in their hell, but don't let them pull you in their hell.
I understand.
Okay.
And about the bishop, I used to work at a suicide hotline, and I saw a video of the bishop talking about a potential attack in his church, and he invited the murderer to his church and said that he wanted to die. And in my job at the suicide hotline, I would have to label him suicidal. I was shocked in a way. Loves this guy.
The bishop said he wanted to die?
Yeah, when he learned that someone threatened him on the internet, he told his congregation that, I want the murderer to come to my church and do it because I can't wait to be with God.
Oh,
I can't
Lord.
Wait to be dead and off this earth.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What a mess.
I was so shocked when I saw that.
Well, the devil is busy, man. The devil is convincing a lot of people to commit suicide. I expect, and it seems to be happening with men now. It used to be more women. But the devil is convincing a lot of people that commit suicide, die so you can go be with God. and he is deceiving them, and they're not realizing they're going straight to hell with the devil instead of with God, because the devil is convincing them of that.
That's right. And when he survived, he told everybody, "I'm okay, I'm fine." But I'm just like, wait a second, I thought you wanted to die. Now you okay?
Yeah, second thought, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's all.
All right. Thank you, Ruben. Right. Amazing call, man.
Be well.
All right, you too, buddy. 888, there's a line open, 888-775-3773. Stephen out of Maryland. Hey, Stephen. Kyle gone, huh? Okay.
I'm still here.
Stephen, welcome to the show.
How are you, Mr. Chief, Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
I'm calling and talking to you about your thing about public schools.
Yes.
Okay, look. If you have no money, where do you supposed to send your kids?
To homeschool them or...
But they're already dumb. They don't know anything.
Who, the parents?
You said you want a dumb woman, right?
You said the parents are already dumb?
Yeah, the parents are already dumb. What they going to teach them?
You said the parents are... They can... What they can do, there are other homeschools around. They can hook up with homeschools.
What is wrong with you?
So what now?
There ain't no school, no homeschooling in no ghetto.
They do have homeschools in ghettos.
No, they don't. No, no, no.
So are you saying that
you
they
know
should?
It and I know it. Ain't no homeschooling in the ghetto.
Are you saying that the parents should send their children to those schools anyway?
They ain't got no choice.
Why not?
They don't have any money. You know, money.
But
the husband's making $11 an hour. Out of that, he got to pay for his wife. He got two kids. He got to feed them. He got to clothe them. He got to pay rent. Because he don't have enough money to pay a down payment on a house. So where does he get all this money from to send them to private school?
From the government. The government pays for it.
The government don't pay no private school.
Yes, they do. I mean, they pay for public school, and in some
cases,
they pay for private school, too.
They don't pay for private school.
Black,
they don't vouchers around.
If you're black, you can get free education.
No.
Yeah.
If you're purple.
Yeah. So you're saying
you
that...
You can say yeah all you want, but ain't no vouchers around that you can send to public school. No black people.
So you're saying that the parents have no other choice...
But to send to public schools.
The white people will help pay for the school.
That's white people.
But they will help the blacks.
Like you always saying, white people.
So you're saying that the blacks are so dumb they can't protect
their children? People like you in that class.
And so they're so dumb they can't take care of their children?
That's right. If you want to make $11 now, what you supposed to do?
Get another job.
I'm working myself to death. Are you crazy?
You would for your children.
No. You're supposed to make enough. How much do you see any white people making doing that? And they make $11 an hour, too.
Doing what?
Whatever they do to make $11 an hour.
So you're saying
that... You ain't never seen poor white people?
No.
Okay.
So you're saying that you would not work yourself to death for your child?
No, sir.
Do you have kids?
I gotta live too.
Are you black?
I'm good in black.
And so you would not sacrifice for your children?
Sacrifice what? Working myself to death?
Right.
If I work myself to death, what's gonna happen to the children?
Amazing. All right. Thank you, buddy.
I want to tell you about your ungodly president that you love.
You mean the Great White Hope?
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's the most ungodly man I ever heard of. You know what we're talking about? What you call him, the fallen Messiah?
I'm like a smart person.
He a smart person.
How?
Donald, listen.
For every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
Isn't that smart?
Nope.
Why not?
Ain't too bright.
What do you mean?
We're talking about ungodly. We ain't talking about smart.
Do you need him to be godly or smart to run for president?
godly.
Why?
Because God takes care of everything, remember?
But that between he and God, if he be godly, we need him to be smart so he can make the country work physically as far as, jobs and crime.
Man,
and
man has IQ of 42.
Who?
The Great White Hope.
Where you get that from?
I took a test. I gave him that test.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate your call. 888-775. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time call out of New York. Kareem. Kareem, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, Kareem. Kareem, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Justin, let me get right to my poem. It's a Bible Thumper poem. You ready?
Go ahead.
Bible Thumpers think they know the most. Well, go ahead, grab your Bible and hold it close while we take a ride on this roller coaster. What's 100 demons versus the Holy Ghost? When the demons come, the weak will scream and run. Bible Thumpers will jump up and start to speak in tongues. Hoop and holler like Jeffrey Dahmer till they eat their tongues. But me, I ain't waiting until Jesus comes. I'm just waiting until my pizza comes. And when I'm done, Bible Thumpers could eat the crumbs.
Bible Thumper! Amazing!
You like it, Jesse?
I do. It's fun.
My one thing is, I don't know your take on Bible Thumpers and the Holy Ghost, but I still threw it in there because it sounds good.
That's right.
And it didn't come off perfect, but it's fine.
It's fine. It was nice. Thank you.
Okay, and you're welcome, and I enjoy your show. That's the least I could do. And what was I going to say? In near-death experiences, okay? I know you like to discuss them. I think I've experienced a few. I think a few people have a couple times. I think when you're about to die, you have a few flashes of your life, your past in front of you, and then suddenly you'll just think quickly, how fast and simple death is. And it's coming very fast and it's very simple. And when you live, you look back and you realize that life is fast and simple. And it changes the way you've been looking at life.
So you had a near-death experience?
Yeah, I think a few. And they all kind of play out the same, where you'll get a quick jump into your past.
Why do you have so many?
Just motor sports and stuff like that.
Oh,
I
see.
Things of that nature.
I see.
You'll get a quick jump back to maybe childhood, quick flashes of your life, and then you'll think, wow, this is very fast and it's very simple and it's just going to happen. And that's how you start to live your life. It's very fast and it's very simple.
Interesting. Amazing. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you for the poem.
Yeah, I'm going to call you back with some more if you're interested.
All right. Absolutely.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753. There's one line there, Bible Thumper Thursday. Let me go to Aman out of India. Aman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Don't call me, sir. I'm only 24, and I'll keep it short and fast.
Okay.
This morning, I don't know, for some reason, I've forgiven my father for 2 times, and after that, it was okay. But recently, a few weeks, whenever I try to talk to him, some kind of annoyance builds up, and as soon as I become aware of it, the anger. Even though I've forgiven him, I still have it. And as I become aware of it, and I try to be very, very careful with my words, but it's still in me. And this morning, for some reason, because of a certain person in the house, I got sick. I started having breathing problems. And my father came and asked me, how am I? And as soon as he came, I started to feel the anger inside, and I become aware. But I still ended up cussing that person out in front of my father. And I was I was aware the whole time, but I still could not control my mouth.
Why not?
So I was, I don't know. I just became aware of the anger, but I just wanted to cuss out, and I cussed out. And I was why did I do that? So that's my question, like, why is it like this?
Well, because you allowed it to happen. You didn't have to say anything and just felt the spirit of anger but not call it you. So you did it because you wanted to do it.
But I didn't call myself it. I knew that it's getting angry, but I still could not control my mouth.
You could have. You didn't have to say anything. You could have quietly taken the pain of it and just watched it and not call the anger you, and it would have been taken away from you. But because you gave it life by overreacting to it, it's still going to live in you. You didn't have to say anything. Or let's say that you started to curse him out or her out, and you realized you were cursing at the person. You could have stopped at any point. Why did you just stop?
I don't know.
You could have stopped.
Yeah. It's like, and now I realize, like, I missed a golden opportunity because it was acting up, and that was that time, like, it could have died, but I missed the golden opportunity. I overreacted.
Well, don't worry about it. Next time, if it should happen again and you feel like you just got to do it, let's say you start doing it, just stop. Just be quiet. You start cursing and you realize you're cursing, just stop cursing. And you don't have to finish the whole sentences. You can just stop.
Okay.
All right? So don't judge it. And don't call it you. But just practice being aware so you can catch yourself. It's like being in a boring conversation with someone, right? And you realize you're in a conversation, you don't even want to talk about it. You just stop talking. And the other person, let them talk by themselves, or maybe they'll shut up too. But you got to watch you so you can overcome being out of control. So don't make it a big deal. The next time, just stop it. Or if the spirit of anger rise up in you, don't call it you and let it pass.
So I don't need to forgive anybody, right, again?
No, you don't, because it's on you now.
Okay.
So just watch it. You'll be fine, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. One thing I want to say, folks, especially to the Christian, but not only to everybody, you are not in control of anything. You can't change yourself. You don't have a free will. You don't know who God is. Just because you read the Bible, you're just reading about God. You're hearing testimonies about God. So stop running around talking about God and allow yourself to know God. All right? You don't know God just because you can quote the Bible. You don't know God just because you call Jesus God. You don't know God just because you went down to the front of the church. That's why your life is not working. You don't have peace. You don't know God just because you cried, "Oh, the Holy Spirit told me." You're lying. You don't have a free will. Why don't you realize that? And some are. Some people are, and they're letting go of all these ideas about a free will, and I can do this. You can't do anything of yourself. You can't help yourself, and you can't help others. You're lying, you're pretending, you're playing God. And you can read the Bible till the cows come home, and you still won't know God. You can go out and start a street ministry, quote unquote, and you still won't know God. You don't know him. You have no idea who God is. Zero. And as soon as you realize that and let go, then you start to know. The intellect is deceiving you. According to str.org, the Bible is the most translated book in history. It's possibly something get lost it's possible something get lost in the translation. Our modern Bible translation probably don't resemble what the author intended. Of course it's not, it doesn't. And thank God he put the word in our heart. The Bible is just the word from God. The word of God is in the heart. Christ put it there, it's there. God put it there, it's there. You got to live from the heart. If you don't have to, you can live from the Bible, live in your hell. Everyone who lives from the Bible is in hell. They have no peace. They have fear. Let me go to the first. There's a line open, 888-775-3773. Rodrigo, a first-time call out of Florida. Rodrigo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Amazing. Thank you for doing the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had the question, Jesse. I was wondering why, so it's a bit similar to the question of why evil exists, but that's a different question, but it's a little bit similar. Mine is, why are people born with different advantages? You know, like, for example, some people are born to a wealthy, rich, you know, godly, so to speak, family, and others are born into a poor family in a dangerous area. You know, or some women are born really beautiful, some are not. Some guys are born really tall, some are not. And so my question was, I understand that God doesn't test us, doesn't challenge us. So why are we born?
You understand that God what now?
I think I've heard you say that God doesn't test us.
Oh, right. He doesn't.
So in that case, why are we born? You know, some people are born with advantages and some with disadvantages.
That's not true. That doesn't happen.
Nice. Could you tell more about that? What does that mean?
What makes you think that some people are born with advantages and others are born with disadvantages? Why do you say that?
Yeah, for example, if, like, I'm a guy and I'm kind of short, not too tall, right?
Right.
And if I was taller, it would be easier to network, right, to get connections. I'd be stronger in case of a violent situation, where I can defend people more easily.
Why do you say that's not true?
Some people are really intelligent. How so?
I mean, you can protect yourself right now. It has nothing to do with your height. But if you think there's a disadvantage, then you're going to act that way, and it would be because you believed a lie.
Nice. Okay. So what do you say about something like being more intelligent, for example?
No such thing.
Isn't that easier to... No such thing of being more intelligent?
Nope.
Wow, nice.
So you think there's some that some people are more intelligent than others?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that?
Like higher IQ, you know, being able to understand things more easily or, you know, think of better ideas more easily.
But IQ doesn't come, I mean, understanding doesn't come from IQ.
But do you think there are people who have better ideas more easily than others?
Well, they're not more easily, but there are people who have practical ideas, like the man from X. He's very smart intellectually with his ideas, and he know how to bring them into reality, but... That is Elon Musk, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean he's any smarter than you or me or anyone else.
Right. But where I was going with that is like Elon Musk, right? He has all this money, all these things. Of course, he has a lot of stress with all the things he's managing
right.
as well.
And he put that first in his life, he'd been working for those things. But that doesn't bring him peace, and it doesn't mean he's smarter than someone else. Hold on, Rodrigo. Can you hold on?
Yes.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. I do. Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people
are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. We're going to try to get to as many callers as possible in this last half hour here. But first, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he's going to break down facts versus truth. Facts versus truth. That's going to be interesting. Well, I don't know if he's going to break it down, but I hope so, because it doesn't make sense to me. The facts is not always the truth. Most of the time it's not. So the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and James Hake is on fire. And at 11 a.m., Joel Frighted TV, he black. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, breaking it all down, especially between men and women relationships, breaking it all down. And Joel, the American Anchor Baby, after Joel Frighted TV, flying high on natural energy given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon today. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a very interesting interview with Matan Evan. He is a YouTuber and influencer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Even with the accent I have, I would like to consider myself a true patriot.
Right on. Would you ever vote for a woman?
Hey, you know, do you believe women should be allowed to vote?
No. You agree?
Oh, yeah. I can be kind to people, but it's always for selfish intentions.
Really?
Like right now, I'm trying to stop myself from pickpocketing you.
What the? Do you have anger?
I'm a very hateful person.
Any man that has anger is a woman.
No, I'm not a woman.
TheFatherState.tv at 12 noon tomorrow. Friday, and support The Father State, go to thefatherstate.tv/donate or locals.com, all right? And tonight, ladies, at 7 p.m. Pacific time, the Women's Forum for ladies only, and they are amazing. So come on down and be ready, because those Women's Forum, those ladies are serious. All races, too, and they are serious. It's amazing to see it. It's nice. They're not waiting around for some man to save them. They're going straight to the Father themselves. At 7 p.m. every third Thursday night of the month. And then first Thursday night for men only of the month. And Sunday mornings for everybody in our fellowship. Everybody and their mama. Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Let me go right back to Rodrigo, a first-time call out of Florida. Rodrigo, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Amazing. Thank you for putting me back on.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Jesse, so we're talking about, you know, being born at different advantage or whatever.
Oh, that yeah. I wanted to tell you that there's no such thing as being born as an advantage or disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Are just words made up.
Can I push back on you a little bit about that idea?
Absolutely.
I was thinking if, for example, if you have money, of course, money doesn't buy happiness, whatever, you know, the cliche. But isn't it a little bit easier to have a peaceful life if you have enough money and abundance for everything you need?
No. As a matter of fact, it's harder. The more money you have, the worse off spiritually and emotionally you are. You have no peace.
How so?
Because you have made the money your God, and you thought that by having money, whether your parents left it for you or gave it to you or you worked and got it, you thought that that was going to bring you peace, but you get it, and you're still in hell. You still have fear. You still have doubt. You still have suicidal thought. You're still lonely. You're still afraid. It didn't change you at all.
Nice.
And there are a lot of people committed suicide with money. They thought it was going to help them, and it didn't. And according to Matthew 19:24, it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle for a rich man than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God. Look at all the people with money. Look at the intellectual with the degrees, and they're miserable people. Look at the environment they are creating, hell on earth, because they're catching hell within themselves.
Right.
They are living in hell with all the money.
But aren't there more obstacles you need to overcome?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess not. Aren't there more obstacles you need to overcome? Like, if you are struggling to pay rent every month, right, and you have debt with the bank or whatever, isn't it more difficult to find peace in that situation than if you have enough to cover those things?
No. Because if you already had peace, you wouldn't have that going on in your life. You would be struggling to pay rent. You would see how to get the right kind of job or a second job or something to pay your rent. The reason you don't see it is because you are living in darkness. And and in your dark mind, you're overdoing what you should be doing because you're trying to find peace. You think, oh, if I have money to pay my rent, I'll be at peace. But you won't.
Right. So it's because you don't have peace that you don't have enough money, not the other way around.
Right. No. Well, repeat that.
You're saying that if you had peace, you would not be in a situation where you're struggling to pay rent because your vision would be clear and you would see what to do to fix that problem.
Well, if you had peace, you wouldn't be in a situation, period, any situation.
You mean physically, externally, you wouldn't be in that situation, or mentally, you wouldn't see yourself as being in that situation?
If you really have peace, you wouldn't be in any situation.
Could you explain that a little bit more, Jesse? I'm sorry, I'm not understanding.
How can you be in a situation if you have peace?
I mean, like if you don't have money for rent, right, and you have peace, can you have peace in that situation?
Yeah, if you can have perfect peace and live on the streets.
Right.
If you had to end up on the street, you can have perfect peace even on the living as a bum on the street.
Nice. Yes. So then if you are a bum and you get perfect peace, then on the inside you no longer are just a bum. You are now, right, at peace.
You can have it with or without money or anything else. Are you working on yourself?
I think so.
Have you got a... Why do you think so?
Well, I haven't really found peace yet, I think.
Why not?
Where I still have a bit of anger sometimes.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I went and told her.
And how'd that go?
Listening to other people telling about it and what you tell them, I think I wasn't really specific enough. I was a bit too vague.
What do you mean? What did you say to her?
I told her something like, you know, as a mother, you were doing your best, but you made some mistakes, you know?
No, you have not forgiven her.
Yeah.
Why do you tell her you're sorry for resenting her for what she's done?
I did say that.
And what did she say?
She was kind of like not really understanding. So she was like, okay.
She did understand it. She understood it. She just said that because she wanted to keep you in hell and she's not ready to admit she was wrong. Though you don't need her to do that, but she understood it.
Yeah, that's good.
And how about your father?
My father also, yeah. But I think, it was kind of similar. Both of them kind of just shrugged it off a little bit.
One last thing that I have to run. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No.
Well, no wonder you're not working on yourself. What the?
Yeah.
And why not?
I try. You know, let me be honest. I tried in the past. I would fall asleep. I would do it the first thing in the morning. I would fall asleep. And then I went, I gotta do it at a different time. But then as the days passed, I missed it. So
why not sit up and do it so you don't fall asleep?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
exactly.
That was a question.
Solutions to it.
But why not sit up and do it?
It always feels physically uncomfortable to doing it sitting.
How old are you?
Yeah. I'm 22.
Oh, you're young. Here's what I recommend, because you have a lot of good questions, and your questions will be answered if you just be still and do the silent prayer and practice being aware so God can bring you out of the darkness of your imagination and all of your questions will become clear to you.
Amazing.
All right, so give it a try. Let me know how it goes.
All right, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Amazing.
Super chat. There's a line open, 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Joey bought 3 coffees. Did someone sew that collar on your shirt? Amazing.
Yeah, somebody did, but I don't know who did.
It came like that.
It was like that when it came out the stove.
The key bought a coffee.
Thank you, though.
Jesse, why do you allow your friend to circumvent the super chats? Seems like a friend should put up money or shut up. Eyes emoji with no mouth emoji. Just a little feedback. Hashtag backdoor entrance close X emoji.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
I don't understand.
Oh, your friend texts you sometimes and doesn't super chat? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't understand the question. I don't know what you're referring to.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Sion bought a coffee. Jesse, love, bear emoji. Coon, tar baby. What did Jesus mean when he said this verse? Before Abraham was, I am, and I and the Father are one. And if you see me, you've seen the Father. Triple question mark.
He's always been around.
Terry.
Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
Terry bought a coffee. I do not fear criticism. I fear that I... Oh, this is an answer to the Bible. Yeah.
Do you have a fear of criticism?
I do not fear criticism. I fear that I will not be able to discern the spirit the criticism has brought to me in. In the past, I suffered when I listened to criticism from people who wished to harm me, she says.
Repeat that.
I do not fear criticism. I fear I won't be able to discern the spirit the criticism has brought to me in. In the past, I suffered when I listened to criticism from people who wished to harm me.
Thank you for the... I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. Thank you very much. That's amazing.
Yep.
Very interesting response.
Indeed. Sion bought a coffee. Is it biblical to be stumping the floor when they praise dance? LOL. And they not wearing modest in church. Amazing. I think that's the Bible Thumper Thursday intro. They're stomping the floor.
Oh, no, that's evil. It's funny, too, Sion. These people are shouting and carrying on in church like that, and they're calling out Jesus' name and praising the Lord while all the time worshiping the devil. Worshiping the devil. These churches today are synagogues of evil. God is not in those churches at all. That's why no one really get help. But amazing. Thank you.
Wayne, I am that I am, bought a coffee. Jesse, why, when guests express themselves in we mode instead of I mode, you make them force them into I mode? For example, guests. says, everybody sins. Jesse, how about you? Do you sin?
Because when people, there are times when it's okay to say everybody or include we. But most of the time when people do it is that they feel uncomfortable standing alone. And it just feels better to say we or everybody and blah, 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 right? If you can consciously say that, then you'll be fine. But most people do it unconsciously because it just feels good to get a witness or to know that everybody does it. It's hard for most, all people really, to those who make up their mind. It's hard for people to stand alone. And that, so that's why I'm trying to encourage them to stand alone so they can overcome. Thank you.
Aries, one with a diamond. Ego, evil, Eve. Coincidence? I think not. I said it a little bit out of order. Eve, ego, evil. Coincidence? I think not.
Break that down.
Eve, the whose husband listens to her. She listened to the serpent.
Okay.
Ego, three-letter word, starts with E. And evil.
Oh.
Well, four-letter word, but it's two syllables. And coincidence? I think not. I don't know if I quite fully understand
right,
it either,
but thank you. Sounds, amazing.
Sounds very related.
Yeah.
Beta no more, bought a coffee. Jesse, I'll make this quick. I worked for a company 18 years, listened to my wife, and took another position with a different company so I could be home more. Around this time, I listened to you and realized I was a beta.
Yeah.
Fast forward a year. I'm beta. Going back to my old job, my wife is quitting her job this June to stay home to raise my boys. My boys know to come to me and only me if my wife acts up. Amazing. Thank you.
Right on. It's amazing to me that, and I understand, though. I'm just throwing this out, but I understand it. That a wife can tell a husband, you need to change jobs or you need to do something to be home more. And the husband will listen and change job. What is the purpose of having a wife if she's not going to be home to watch your children? You don't need to be there. And if that was the case, then you don't need to get married. You raise your own children. But every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Ain't no way around it. Thank you, though. Amazing. I'm glad you finally waking up. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Beta No More says, P.S., can you make a shirt with the saying, and your question for me is what?
That's a good one. Thank you.
Wayne, nice. Wayne, I am that I am, says facts versus truth. Facts are beta. Truth is alpha. Facts are carnal. Truth is spiritual. Facts are what actually happened in the physical. Truth is what needs to happen spiritually to set us free. Silent prayer. Diamond emoji.
Thank you. Amazing. How can people get your shirt?
TheHakeReport.com, and there's a Teespring link in the menu.
TheHakeReport.com, a Teespring, what?
Link in the menu.
In the menu. For facts versus truth.
Yep.
It's going to make for a good conversational piece with you, too. People are going to want to know, what do you mean by that? Because most people don't realize facts and truth are not the same.
Right. Facts are not truth.
It reminds me of that guy that called you from Arizona.
Yeah.
He always come up with some kind of facts. I don't know if they made up, but they're never the truth.
Right. A lot of times his facts are wrong.
Oh, but I know they're never true.
True.
That's amazing.
Someone bought a coffee on the topic of truth versus facts. I could be wrong, but I think we have an interesting thought about it. Facts can be proven, but truth cannot be proven, only known. Example, the truth is that abortion is evil, but you cannot prove it is evil, just as you cannot prove it is good. When the children of the lie tell you to prove something, it is a setup. You cannot prove something is evil or wrong. It either is or isn't.
And neither should you try to prove anything to the children of evil about God. You shouldn't really try to prove it to anyone. But especially the children of evil. Thank you.
They won't even accept facts from you.
yeah.
They'll call them racist.
Amazing.
Fact: Pastor Chatelet donated a Rumble rant referring to one of your prior callers. If the ceiling bird is chirping, you need to change the batteries. :D emoji, which is a big smile. The smoke alarm is always a black thing. Somebody's liberals are something cringe.
You bet.
Says.
Thank you. What was up with that older black guy called? Somebody yelling and screaming in the background.
I do
it
not know.
It sounded like it was insane. How y'all know that wasn't from an insane asylum?
Could have been.
I knew another person that lived in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
And when I talked to them on the phone, I hear the same kind of noise in the back.
It's wild. Scary.
Amazing. No wonder he ain't going to work himself off with his children.
True.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Roy donated on Bond JLP Cash App for how much.
I don't know if that guy is saying, but it sounds like somebody in the background screaming. But go ahead.
Yeah. He donated for how much you have helped. Thank you, Jesse Lee, Mr. Roy.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Casey bought 10 coffees. Generous donation. Thank you, Jesse. Keep on going.
Amazing. Thank you.
Over, shout out to the top contributors on DLife. Aries 1, 555-555-565, Zealous Hermit, and the rest of the supporters. We all appreciate that. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 888-77-JESSE. And don't forget to go to thehakereport.com and hit the link and get the shirt.
Yes.
You have other stuff up there too, right?
I have.
Like?
Like, I disavow. And the Hake Report, la la la, covering your ears, emoji, and other designs. Nice.
Mildly attractive.
True. And disgusting, shameful.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Hake.
Yep, thank you.
Let me go to Darren out of Texas. Darren, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, it's amazing I actually got here this fast. Wow. I thought that was people before me.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Darren. Don't hang up. Hold on. James out of New York. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. I hit the wrong button, Darren. Hold on. Oh, James.
Jesse?
Yes, sir. Hold on, James. Let me try Darren again. Darren, you ready? Go ahead, buddy.
I'm ready. Oh, my gosh. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
I wanted to first thank you for being a mentor. I'm worshiping you, you know, but you really helped me get out of the hell that I was in.
Right on.
You helped me move out of my mom's house. I'm crashing with my brother right now. Like, we sharing the rent and all the other stuff.
Nice.
But it's better than being out of my mama's house. And I forgave her, and it was like, oh Lord. I swear I saw a demon come out of her. It went into the dogs like the demon went into the pig with Jesus.
So when you went to her and forgave her, what did she say?
She was like, "Oh, I need to forgive you. You know, you catching this attitude with me in my kitchen, eating my food. You know, I just got done cooking. As a matter of fact, you ain't gonna be eating. Make some noodles." I was like, "Oh Lord, I can't even eat." She made some pork bones and collard greens, and I was like, "I ain't gonna eat nothing. This is what you done did to me."
Amazing.
But I ended up moving out because it was a little issue going on with, you know, I can't really get into that right now.
Right.
But it was a little issue I had to leave on my own, but I thought it was God telling me to get up out of there. And so, you know, my brother, he ended up having his own place. He was like, "You know what, you know, we could split the rent." And at first I was kind of reluctant. I was like, you know, I'm just going to live on the street. But then I was like, nah, I ain't going to live on the street. It ain't that serious.
So I decided Plus, it's to, not know, safe out there now anyway.
It isn't. Especially out here in Houston, it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
I'm about to catch up to L.A.
Yeah.
But I wanted to thank you about that because you helped inspire me to do that. But what I wanted to talk to you about was what I've been noticing during silent prayer and what I've been witnessing, seeing myself, being able to see myself. What I noticed is that I've started, when I'm starting to associate myself, I'm talking to myself in third person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think of my name as being me. And so I don't talk to the devil. I think that the devil literally is like me, you know, pretending to be me. And so I started to catch myself talking in third person. I was wondering what you think about that.
Well, all you need to do, and I understand what you're saying, but I want you to practice, number one, don't have any conversation with the devil, either good ones or bad ones. Just watch it. Don't fight against it. Don't be in denial, but just watch those. I want you to give that a good try. And then never argue with the devil either. No argue with the devil inside of you or inside of anyone else. That's what he lives off, because he got you overreaction. And just watch that and never give it a title. Don't call it you. Don't call it good or bad. All you need to do is just see it and think and keep watching it. And I'm telling you, it will be taken away from you. God will save you from it.
Okay.
But you got to give up trying to save it. Do I think what?
Do you think that the Lord in the kingdom within me, does he identify me as the name that he has given me, or does he give me a new name? And is there any way that I could find that new name?
Don't look for it and don't even think about that at all. That's a mess from the church. The church is made up. Don't you let that pass too, and just watch the not you. And when the not you is disappear, the real you will appear.
Amazing.
But don't be thinking about the Lord gave me a new name and my years to be. That's just mess from the churches, man.
All right.
Darren, amazing call. You, you're welcome. Call me again and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Amazing. I am so out of time. I'm so out of time. The Hank Report is coming up now. From 9 to 11. And then the Women's Forum tonight, ladies, at 7 p.m. Come on down. The Joy of Friday after Hank at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then the American Anchor Baby after Joy of Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time. Get on that straight and narrow pole. I promise you, you won't regret it. If you get there and stay there, endure until the end. All right. Amazing calls. Thank you for your super chats and donations. I appreciate that. Have a good one, folks. Tomorrow's Open Line Friday. Take care. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on. And people want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know, stand, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.